The planet is heating up, up, up. It's getting hotter. And I'm DJ Brian, and I'll be back right after this song. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. This Friday, March 27th, 2026. And we just heard Meow with Burning Up. Yo, I've got some bad news, y'all. If you thought Korean summers were really hot and already hot, brace yourselves. Maybe we're headed for even hotter summers in the future, and it seems the government is certainly preparing them for us, of course, in advance, because they're revamping the nation's heat wave advisory system. According to the Korea Meteorological Administration, a new extreme heat warning will be issued when temperatures feel like 38 degrees Celsius or when the actual high hits 39 degrees, even if it's just for a single day. And yes, that's hotter than the current heat wave warning, y'all. So why the change? Officials say the old system has basically lost its impact. Last summer in Seoul, heat wave warnings were in place on nearly 40% of days in July and August. At that point, it's less of a warning and more of a lifestyle. So the new system is meant to flag only the most dangerous extreme conditions, something the agency says might happen just once every 10 years. The new alerts will roll out on a trial basis starting June 1st. So this summer, if you hear extreme heat warning, it's probably your cue to stay inside, stay hydrated, and maybe rethink that midday walk. And for me, maybe just jump in the pool and not get out. You know what I'm saying? Anyways, we have the perfect song for y'all. It's Hunmi with Heartburn. 열이 올라요. Hey guys, here's a quick announcement on various ways y'all can tune into our show. We have apps you guys can download for free and listen to us conveniently through the KBS Kong, KBS World Radio, and KBS World Radio On Air apps. If you're listening to us via podcast, which can be found on our website or through any podcast app, don't forget to subscribe and rate us 5 stars so more listeners can join in on the fun. And just keep in mind that all the songs are cut out for copyright reasons on podcasts. Also, remember to subscribe and like our YouTube channel, KBS World English. The channel provides 24-hour streaming of all your favorite KBS World Radio programs like KPC, as well as all the shorts featuring all the behind-the-scenes action going on here. So check it out and be in the know. And meanwhile, for all listeners in Malaysia, you guys can enjoy KBS World Radio programs on Malaysia's Astro Radio. Just make sure to download the SYOK Shock app and find KBS World Radio channel for 24-hour non-stop streaming. And for more information, come visit our website world.kbs.co.kr or our gram at KBS K-pop. While you're there, don't forget to post up your song requests, comments, and your answers to our Y2C question of the week for a chance to win a prize. Now, back to our show. And we got more music for you guys right now. This is Dragon Pony with Oh Perfect. Ah, 마음대로 다 된다. And then we have AMP with Thereafter. 그리고 며칠 후. Would you like a coffee or tea? That is right. It is time for y'all to just literally be like, yo, boss, yo, 부장님, I need a break. Can I just grab a coffee or a tea out of the break room? Because Brian Jew is going to give me some news that I want to hear. So, here it is. Is there anything good about hotter temperatures and global warming? The moment I said global warming, a lot of people are probably like, I doubt it. But there seems to be a bit of cautiously good news for king penguins regarding climate change, at least for now, that is. Now, according to a new study published in Science Advances, king penguins are actually doing better because of the rise in temperatures. Now, researchers found that these birds are breeding earlier than they did 20 years ago, and more of their chicks are surviving! There are survivors. They are breeding. At one penguin colony, researchers say the breeding season or season, has shifted nearly 3 weeks earlier. This gives chicks more time to grow before winter hits, and it means there's more chances for parents to find food and more time for chicks to build up that fat. The fat that they need to survive harsh conditions. As a result, chick survival rates have jumped from about 44% to over 60%. Sounds like a climate win to me. Put a brake on it, not so fast. Scientists warn that these benefits may be temporary. Remember how we talked about cascading effects? That plants flowering seasons can have an entire ecosystems? Well, it's the same story for ocean temperatures. As ocean temperatures keep rising, key feeding zones could shift farther away, forcing penguins to travel longer distances for food. And while king penguins seem adaptable, other species are not so lucky. So yes, king penguins might be winning right now, but in a rapidly changing climate, even the winners may not stay ahead for long. But for now, let's keep our fingers crossed. And for now, let's keep our ears open for two great songs, AT's Win, EXO, Lucky One.
Lights, camera, action, baby. I see you looking at my PIC. I
know. Welcome to Lights, Camera, Action. Niall Song is here in the studio to tell us about K-dramas and films and her pick of related songs. And welcome to the studio, Niall.
Oh, it's like ASMR. What's going on? Why are we so down?
Because we do have news about today's segment.
We do, but isn't it good news? I feel like it's good news.
It's good and bad.
You have to wait until the end of the segment to find out what it is, though.
Yeah, let's just
keep you engaged.
In life, here's the hint. In life, we all need change.
We do, and change is good.
Yeah, it's like a caterpillar turning into a butterfly.
Sometimes they don't make it out, but hopefully we will make it out.
Why did you take it to that dark place?
Because that twist and turn to the dark humor side and back to the light it's the contrast is fun.
Sometimes it's like a horror movie too, where it's like you buy a big Ziploc bag to put vegetables and food in, but then somebody uses it to cover someone's face and suffocate them.
We're not going to do that.
We're not talking about horror films today?
We're not going to talk about horror films today or next week, but we're going to talk about... Last week, we talked about a drama about the efficiency of dating culture amongst the younger generation, but I think this is another thing beyond the efficiency. People are looking for quick and, you know, you meet somebody, if they're not it, just moving on, kind of almost like a disposable dating game, but then...
But sad, some because people, you don't know.
Yeah.
You can't, I don't like the whole quick thing because you have to give someone time and they need to give you time to get to know each other. You can't know a person on one date.
You know what? And that's a huge problem this younger generation has because we're so afraid of getting so emotionally hurt and traumatized, and rightfully so, that people don't actually go all in. And another thing that people attach themselves to is... just the fantasy world, whether it be watching, just living vicariously through K-dramas or
any kind of drama or rom-coms. And I actually had this conversation with somebody, and this is my own opinion and my own theory is, I feel like relationships in the past, like long time ago before smartphones and any kind of phones, kind of were better and lasted longer because back in our mom and dad's time, they were so excited to see each other.
Yeah.
Because they were forced to have to communicate by seeing each other.
Yeah.
But now, everybody is so like on their phones, texting.
All the time.
Video chatting. To the point where it kind of dilutes and numbs the whole process of when you see each other, there's nothing to really talk about because we talked all week long. We texted all week long. So date dates.
Technology kills romance, guys.
Exactly. So I actually told people, I'm like, if I ever date again, I want to tell the person I'm dating, you know what? Let's not text each other throughout the week so many times. Let's not video chat all the time. Let's say good morning through text and maybe video chat once or twice a week to make the spark there. Keep the spark alive where it's more exciting. Like, I'm eager to see this person on this date.
I totally get where you're coming from, but at the same... Oh, just don't date somebody in their 20s right now. You know, that'd be kind of controversial too. But
if I dated someone in my 20s, I would go to jail.
Char-kong. But, I mean, legal, but you know...
I mean, it's legal, but still, dating... that could be my son or daughter.
Dating, I guess the generational gap. I totally get where Brian's coming from, but if you said that to somebody... in their 20s, which you won't.
Well, I wouldn't say that to some. I would say
they would consider it a red flag nowadays if somebody said that. But I get where, I get where you're coming from.
But I would let them know. I was like, think about it. If you were to not communicate with somebody throughout the week, a little bit less, I'm saying, the moment you see them in person, like literally, like if I saw you more often in person,
where are you going
with less texting? I'd probably smile. Like one of those things like, oh my gosh, I missed Niall so much.
I thought Brian was going to say, it's a good thing I see you every 2 weeks because if I saw you more, I'd get sick of you.
No, no, no. But if we texted throughout the week every day.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
If we video chatted every day, the moment I do see, it's more like, oh, yeah. I just chatted with her like literally 20 seconds ago last night. So it's not like I'm excited to see you anymore.
The idea of time being precious is it gets a little more vague when you have technology constantly, for sure. But I guess the next level up from that quick interaction for the younger generation in dating is having no interaction, talking to AI, people saying they're falling in love with ChatGPT,
characters,
and marrying pillows, and...
Oh,
that's a thing, guys. But
somebody married a rock. I saw that before.
That's the thing. But you know what? Today's drama is actually
someone's marrying something weird.
I can't say it's sci-fi, but it technically is about a technology that we don't completely have yet. It's like basically going into a fantasy world, like using, I guess, virtual reality in some way and dating someone in there. I mean, there have been forms of people pretending to dating simulation games and things like that.
So it's not even catfishing, but actual AI.
But it's not a real person. These are people in...
it's AI.
No? I guess, you know what? I guess this is the future of AI. You can meet people that you kind of want to meet. There's lots of different options for personalities. But yeah, you're dating a non-real person.
And are you able to create the perfect match for yourself?
You can actually pick them. There's lots of options. And that is the premise of today's...
It's so not reality.
So I guess that's what I'm saying. I'm like, I guess it's technically science fiction. It's not here yet, but yeah. It's called 월간 남친. 월간 as a monthly, so you are subscribed to this.
You
have to pay. Yeah, of course. You have to pay to have your perfect boyfriend in your fantasy land. Anyway, the main cast is Jisoo and Seo In-guk.
I saw the interview.
Yeah.
And I didn't watch it yet, though.
Yeah, it's on the Flicks, guys. And it ranked global top 10 in 52 countries and reaching number 7 worldwide in TV shows shortly after the release. And the plot itself is people thought, oh, is this a webtoon? And it's confusing because the main character actually is a webtoon producer. But no, this is an original on the as the drama.
Alrighty. So I am actually eager to see it because personally I love In-guk-i. He's a good 동생 of mine. We're in the same company at one time. He actually helped me with a little collaboration of one of my songs. And he sang it. I sang the song originally, but then he sang my song, his version, and I rapped to my own song. So I'm hoping this drama, I haven't seen it, is great because I love to see him in his projects.
Man, I wish I knew about the song. We could have played it.
Oh, no, no, no. It's not on like the KBS system, but you can watch it on the tubes.
Okay.
Definitely on the tubes. But for now, we're going to listen to My Home Girls because, of course, it's related. But what's the relation to the drama, the song?
Because you want all your dreams and fantasies to come true.
Brian, that should have been the obvious. So let's check it out. This is Shu, Eugene, and SES with Dreams Come True. All right, that was SES with Dreams Come True. Now let's talk about Boyfriend on Demand, which I feel like a lot of girls in life kind of want. And some men's is out there probably too, like, I want a boyfriend on demand. Yep. I don't want this person in my life. Could you imagine if you could change your boyfriend?
Like,
today you got to fight with your man. Mm-hmm. Say your husband and you got to fight. Mm-hmm. Walk out the house, go to the park, and the person that you had ideally thought about in your head mm-hmm. is waiting for you.
You know what? Like I keep saying, the technology keeps killing the romance. Even that conflict, yes, you know, sometimes it gives you a headache. But imagine just being able to switch somebody like that and just change them. Like,
would you?
It's kind of creepy. I mean, sometimes you think in your mind maybe you want to, but do you really? It's a little creepy.
She didn't say no, y'all.
I didn't say no, but I'm also not saying yes because it's creepy.
But the key point there is that fact that you didn't say no.
You know what? Be married for
husband. 6 years. Husband, if you're listening in, I don't know your name.
Babe, we've been married 6 years. You know what I'm saying.
You need a wife on demand app right now.
Wow, that sounds even creepier. But you know what? The main character of this drama is not, she's not a creep, okay, guys? She doesn't mean to sign up for this, right? But she actually accidentally receives the device for this virtual dating simulation service. And like we said, it's called Monthly Boyfriend. And of course, she experiences this romantic relationship with many different idealized men in the virtual world. That's her. And like we mentioned, she's a webtoon producer. And Park Young-nam, your friend, Seo In-guk, he actually is a co-worker and he's in the rival webtoon. So he wants to do better, but he's known as a high-performing, in a way, very like logical, cold, and selfish kind of colleague. And so he holds a secret that becomes kind of important later in the story. I won't spoil it. But this plot is that they're both very work-focused and no interest in dating, like most of the dating plots that we've talked about. Mm-hmm. She tries the virtual reality dating program and initially kind of uncomfortable, and rightfully so, because all these options of men are at your option, at the tip of your machine that you have. Mm. And later, there's conflict that happens at work, and because these two webtoons, the two main characters' webtoons, are competing for each other, she needs to understand the romance. She doesn't fully get it because she's a workaholic, but you need to understand how romance works to make it fun in the webtoon. So she re-enters the system to, I guess, understand romance. Dangerous place to, you know, little tippy toe around. But she enters for research and she experiences multiple virtual romances, and she gives these ideas to improve the webtoon. Like, oh yeah, that's not, you know, make the guy do this in the webtoon and it'll be great. And then it becomes number one in rankings because, hey, these guys who are in the fantasy world, yeah, they do their job. And after some time away from the system, she realizes real life kind of lacks that dopamine and excitement, because everything's exciting when it's programmed to make you fall in love, right?
Exactly.
And it's dopamine. The thing about dopamine is it feels great, but when you keep doing it, you're kind of like, huh, is this it? You become kind of leveled with it. And yeah. So the drama largely shows this main character, Mira, dating many different guys. And there's said to be about 900 possible male characters in the system. So if you don't like any of them, that's your problem.
But that's not a lot if you think about it.
900 men?
No, I'm saying in like a machine.
Oh, I mean, that's true. If you purchase that as like kind of like a game in a way.
Exactly.
But yeah. Anyway, she eventually, of course, true to nature, begins developing real feelings for the other main character, Kyung-nam. But at the same time, she discovers, oh, there's a hidden character. Because sometimes in games, you can find, there's like a hack and you can find like a hidden character.
Or if you beat it, you can actually get new outfits too.
Ooh, okay. But this guy actually looks exactly like the guy she's falling for in real life. Trippy. But he has a weird hair color. Both played by Seo In-guk, so it's two person, and he's the one actor, but she's kind of caught in between like reality and fantasy world. Like, what's, like you said, if you could change everything and customize everything to your boyfriend, would you do it? And would she choose reality or fantasy? That's kind of what Wolgan Namchin's about. Yeah, which will she choose?
Which would you choose, y'all?
Yeah,
reality.
Is it convenience?
Or fantasy?
Sometimes fantasy is nice, but I think
it's nice in our heads.
Yeah.
It's good to like think up something that you think could be real, but and then reality hits like, oh, it's fantasy. That's what fantasy is.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to happen, y'all. Yep. It's just in your heads.
Mm-hmm.
But for now, we got something for your ears. We got music.
Yes.
And the next two songs are from the soundtrack.
Yep.
Okay. Who are they by?
It's by Doyoung and Samok.
All right. Doyoung with What a Love and Samok with Dancing in Code. All righty. That was Samok or Samok with Dancing in Code. Hmm. Now, I'm confused because the title has a capital D in it. Is it Code D? Code D?
Code
D? Yeah. Code. Exactly. Whatever. Either way, y'all heard the song. And we are talking about the drama. Boyfriend on demand.
Yes. So you can get any boyfriend you want on demand. As long as you pay.
You know what I feel like?
Yeah.
They're going to do a spinoff and do Girlfriend on Demand with different characters.
Mm-hmm. It's possible.
And then I feel like Jisoo might be in it. And then she'll be a online
cameo
character as well. And somebody is looking for someone like her. Like, oh my gosh. She's in the system, but she's also in real life kind of vibe.
You know how I was saying it was kind of like low-key creepy idea of having all these people on demand and subscription? I feel like it won't translate super well when it's like girls on demand. Is it just me? I don't know.
First of all, the way you worded it sounded bad.
Girls on demand sounded
bad. That sounded like Girls Gone Wild, which is a bad show back in the day. But also, I feel like you could also do like a sad spinoff, like Father on Demand, like a girl who lost her father at a young age.
Okay, yeah, I think the Father on Demand would sell a lot better.
That would be like a heartbreak film. Like, oh, what's going on? I was like, I lost my father when I was 7. And then like as a teenager, she gets this app and creates this father figure that she always wanted. And then she meets this father figure in real life that looks like the man she created, but is a murderer. I took it there, y'all.
It was sounding good. I'm like, oh my gosh, take out my wallet, invest, and no.
I already know, like, the production company, Blumhouse, will make it. They always make those horror films, you know what I'm saying?
Man, that one is not getting made. It started out well, but in any case, people always dream about, you know, whether it be somebody missing in your life, your father, or boyfriend, or girlfriend, and there's games like that. You know, I think this idea has been around for a long time, and it's going beyond the 2D screen, I guess. And it's fun to indulge. It's a fun idea, musings, if you will. But also very beautiful people at just coming out and next one after another. And virtual dating world features lots of cameo appearances. And yes, Yuina comes out in it, and she's the virtual dating manager.
And, Yuina, okay.
Yeah, and Lee Soo-hyuk, Seo Kang-jun, Park Jae-bum, Choi Si-won. So yes, basically all the good-looking people in Korea, they just, you know, put in there as options for her to date, and they all come out. And it's fun to watch. But there have been also, like, scenes where it gets it's difficult to be comical while you're crying, but also lovable. And there's been a little bit of criticism on acting, but when isn't there criticism on acting? But despite that, this show has been doing really well, and the premise of it is it's kind of a fun brain tickle, so people are watching it. And yeah, I should definitely go see it for the last few episodes that are out as well.
I agree with you. Everybody in life is going to be a critic, and you know, everyone's opinion counts, but you know,
do they? Sometimes they don't.
No, but it counts as in, like, you're allowed to have your say.
That's true.
But as a person in the artist field, you know, entertainment, you know, it just take it as a grain of salt. Don't let it get to your heart. You know, working in the business for as long as I have, if someone says, oh, the way you know, on stage, you act like this or sound like this, or when I see you in a drama or the way you do your radio shows, and they say negative things, to me, it's more like, yeah, you have every right to say what you feel, but do I care, and what am I going to do with it? That's up to me. And I don't care what you think, what I do with it.
All right.
And you just have to have a thick skin.
I feel like you had to just rap that part. That was very hip-hop.
Yo, mic drop.
Sorry, I can't beatbox.
That's not the song we got, though, by the way. There was no segue to that.
All right.
But we do have a song.
Well,
but
we
before
do have,
we play the song.
That's a cry for those of you who are just listening to audio.
Yeah, that's not Niall choking me out and I'm grasping for air. Because a lot of people are like, is Niall killing Brian right now?
Finally.
On radio?
Take over.
No, she's not killing me, because then she'd go to jail and then KBS would get sued for having a radio show with a murderer on air.
You know what, guys? Despite all this crazy talk and Brian trying to convert me into horror,
What news do we have for them?
We are actually seeing some change, as Brian mentioned.
Yes.
But I'm not leaving. Don't worry. I'm still here.
She's not leaving, and neither am I.
But we're never going to be talking about horror films, because...
Or any films.
We have a whole new segment starting next week.
Yes.
And remember that little bit that I said about my nickname being Songgil-dong? Like, Honggil-dong here,
oh, yeah,
one
yeah, yeah,
moment,
yeah, yeah.
there next moment. I thought we could talk about traveling somewhere outside of Seoul for a change.
So we're going to be talking about dongs.
Beyond that, actually, on a,
oh.
some city,
we could be
some
dongs.
Yep, yep. Kun,
oh.
Li, I don't know.
We could talk about dos.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, so travel and within
Ooh.
Korea, because there's so much to see. So much to see beyond Seoul. And I mean, Busan's awesome as well. And but I feel like when people come here for a week or two, then they stop there. There's so
true.
Much more.
I even get DMs from people like, oh my gosh, I saw your video when you went to Busan. I can't wait to go to Korea and check that out. And I thought to myself, why do people only think about Seoul and Busan?
Because they don't have
Guys,
a segment that I'm
exactly.
going to do.
We have a new segment starting next week. Nael's going to be talking about all other places in Korea, not just Seoul, that you guys can check out and travel to. So we have like a new travel segment, don't we?
That's right, travel
bug
segment.
Do you have like a little sneak peek of what you're going to talk about first?
Ooh.
Do you have an idea of an area?
I want to say it's like the Wisconsin of Korea. Do you understand
that? Okay. All right.
Cheese?
Okay.
Cheese?
Don't be cheesy. but All right, but right now, we are going to wrap up our segment, our last lights, camera, action of 2026. Oh, that sounds sad to say.
Aw, maybe but we'll come back.
Maybe
we
we'll
won't.
Back. Maybe we'll do like a special. Or maybe she goes to a neighborhood that a famous film was filmed at, or a drama.
Ooh,
you know, that's a relationship.
That would be fun too.
There's a relation right there.
Mm-hmm.
But for now, we have Jisoo, because she's starring in this drama,
mm-hmm.
with Your Love. And Nael,
mm-hmm.
let's travel next week.
Bye.
Well, that is all the time that we have for y'all today. And taking us out, we have a song by Mr. Song Si-kyung called You Are My Sun. I'm sorry. You Are My Spring. 너는 나의 봄이다. Our producer is Chaeyoung Kwon. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm DJ Brian Ju. And this has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now.